All right, here's the game I've got for Danny. This is not one of the games you're going to hate.
Are you sure?
Yes. Where you need to know the answer. Okay, this is a game where there is no right answer. It's just I'm asking you if you've ever watched these TV shows or not. Very simple.
Here we go.
Okay. First of all, we could play a guessing game where you need to know the answer. Let's do that. Let's have Danny not have any fun. Most watched TV shows streaming right now on any of the streaming apps. You can all participate. I've got the top five as of the week that ended on June 7th. No typing. We're fine here. Okay, we don't need to look this up. Top five TV shows right now streaming. What would you guess? One is Amazon Prime. Two are Netflix. One is Paramount Plus.
I was literally watching one this morning, and I can't think of any of the names.
One is Apple TV.
Severance. Still.
No. These are, I think, new shows.
Yeah.
By the way, they should bang more. What's happening here?
I know you guys can't hear it, and I know you're probably like, what is the matter with them? Will they just do the show?
Not to bring it up. Someone's like throwing a basketball against the wall outside.
They're waiting until right until I gather a thought, and they're like, drop the bowling ball now. Drop it now. Now.
You think it's above us?
Yes, it's directly above me.
I think it's behind my back on the outside of the building.
No, it's Titans grappling. It's like the Greco-Roman wrestling except for Greek gods.
Yeah, like in here, it sounds like it's above us.
It does?
It does, yeah. I think, in fact, something just dropped right in front of our studio. So I think it's just happening all around here. I mean, it's so
loud.
To
me, what I think's happening, and I could be very wrong, is I'm on the very like edge of the building here. Like my back is to a window and the building stops. I think someone's kicking a soccer ball over and over again against the wall and they're just like playing soccer. That's what I think's happening. Could be wrong. All right. So any guesses? Top five TV shows?
I'm trying to remember this one that I saw when I went to watch Severance. I have a brief Apple TV window right now. Owen Wilson show called Stick was right there at the top of the Apple TV list.
That is not one of them.
Then I don't
Ryan,
have anything else.
I'm going to go with one of the hottest comedians on the planet, Shane Gillis, his show Tires.
Tires is good, not on the list. Mm.
You didn't say Peacock, so I'm assuming Love Island's not on this list. Then.
It's not.
Okay.
Well, here's what's funny is I don't know anyone watching any of these. I'm just going to give them to you because so far this has been pretty
This is going downhill.
Unentertaining. Toby, do you have a guess at any of these?
I got nothing.
All right. Has anyone watched any of these? Here's a better question. The Better Sister on Prime Video.
I love that show.
You're doing a bit. I've never
Is
heard
that
of
a
that.
Bit? That's a bit, right? I can't see
it. It looks like my girl, Justin Timberlake's wife.
Jessica Biel?
Jessica Biel is in this show.
Do you like her acting the most?
Very good actor.
Mm-hmm. Great actress. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Department Q is tied for first Netflix. Do we know that?
This is a show?
Apparently. Sirens, starring... Who's the redhead who, Julianne Moore.
Okay.
Julianne Moore, Sirens, have you ever heard of that?
Never once. These are popular
Apparently
shows?
Apparently it was streamed 1.2 billion times over a few weeks span leading into June.
What?
Something like that. Mobland on Paramount Plus.
Well, that one I know.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Okay, so we've heard of one of these.
Yeah.
We're doing great. And then the last one, John Hamm's Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple TV.
Oh, I've seen that. I mean, I haven't seen the show, but I've seen his handsome face. It's like, you want to watch this show? It's John Hamm, man.
Should I watch one of these?
I don't think so. Squid Game Season 3 comes out today, dude. That's the plan.
Top five streaming shows? We don't know any of them?
No, not for long. Again, there's some heavy hitters are coming.
We're the TV guys.
I know.
I feel like.
That was very Bickle-esque right there, where it's like, I've never heard of that. Can you play that one for me? What's the Star Wars theme song sound like?
We don't know any of these.
Yeah.
I mean, but I the reason I'd save this when I saw it is I thought, these aren't real shows, but I assumed one of you guys had seen one of them.
Mm-mm. Giant gap. So
there has to be better TV than that then.
There is. So my point is, that's for everybody that's consumed everything. They're caught up. They don't care about sports. So they're just they're ripping through every show. So they've seen every Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, Squid Game, Yellowstone, everything that you can watch. And they're up to date on the new thing. The rest of us have a backlog. Right? And then when something new comes out, again, Squid Game Season 3 comes out today. That's what I'm watching next.
Here's a TV show nugget for you.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Knoxville is going to be the host of the new Fear Factor that's dropping.
That's a good fit, I think.
I think that's awesome.
That's a good fit.
Because you kind of wonder with a guy like Johnny Knoxville, you're too old for Jackass. You can't be jumping off of things anymore.
You can't do the bumps anymore.
Like, where do you go? What happens? What's that career look like? You see Johnny Knoxville. He just looks like a 20-year older version of Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
The guy you remember.
Gray hair Johnny Knoxville. Exactly. You're not going to be ready for it when you see him.
I could see him hosting a game show, and I guess this is like the next best thing to that.
It's
like
a game show. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's going to be Joe Rogan. He's going to host Fear Factor, which Sneaky was an awesome show back in the day. It's been a long time. Now you up it a little bit. You put people in chambers with snakes and spiders and all kinds of stuff. Johnny Knoxville, the perfect host, I think. It's kind of like Jackass meets game show meets
seriously,
made for TV.
Such a good fit. You basically going, do some of the things I used to do for nothing right. As a regular person.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it fits.
They are probably going to make another Jackass at some point, and he'll probably be heavily involved.
Jackass, the geriatric version.
He's just too old now.
Yeah.
He is becoming the grandpa he played in some of those skits.
I don't know that I've laughed harder at a movie. You know going in, it's not going to be the most sophisticated thing, and it's going to be so stupid. Like, either Jackass 1 or 2, they all run together. It's all the same. But there were a couple times where I was guffawing, like LOLing for real.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. They got me right where they want me.
Yep.